Pastor Brandon here, and here are our readings for December 30th, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue as a family of families to seek after Him together through His Word. Today we'll be reading Psalm 149, 5 through 9, 1 Chronicles 2, 18 through 55, and Acts 8, 26 through 40. And as always, while we're in these genealogies found in 1 Chronicles for these first several chapters, I'm going to do my best to pronounce all these names correctly, semi-correctly. We'll begin with Psalm 149, verses 5 through 9. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats, and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them judgment written. This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 18 through 55. Caleb, the son of Hezron, fathered children by his wife Azubah and by Jeroth, and these were her sons, Jesser, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Ur. Ur fathered Uriah, and Uriah fathered Bezaleel. Afterwards, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 16 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub fathered Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took from them Havoth-Jair, Kenath and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, Caleb went into Ephrathah, the wife of Hezron, his father, and she bore him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jerahmeel, the firstborn of Hezron, Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozan, and Aijah. Jerahmeel also had another wife whose name was Atara. She was the mother to Onam, the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel, Maaz, Jamin, and Iker. And the sons of Onan, Shammai, and Jada, the sons of Shammai, Nadab, and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molad. The sons of Nadab, Seled, and Apaim. And Seled died childless. The son of Apaim, Ishi. The son of Ishi, Shishan. The son of Shishan, Ilai. The son of Jada, Shammai's brother, Jethir and Jonathan. And Jethir died childless. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jerahmeel. Now, Shishan had no sons, only daughters, but Shishan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jara. So Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to Jara, his slave, and she bore him Attai. Attai fathered Nathan, and Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Ephlah, and Ephlah fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jehu, and Jehu fathered Azira. Azira fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Elisha. Elisha fathered Sismaiah, and Sismaiah fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Jechamiah, and Jechamiah fathered Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, Marashah, his firstborn, who fathered Ziph, the son of Marashah, Hebron, the son of Hebron, Korah, Taphua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema fathered Raham, the father of Jochiam, and Rechem fathered Shemaiah, the son of Shemaiah, Maon, and Maon fathered Beth-Zur. Ephah, also Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Mozah, and Gazez. And Haran fathered Gazez, the sons of Jadai, Regim, Jotham, Geshan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph. Makah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Terhana. She also bore Shaph, the father of Madmanah, Shiva, the father of Mechbana, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Aisha. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Ur, the firstborn of Ephratha, Shabal, the father of Kiriath Jearim, Shalma, the father of Bethlehem, and Hereph, the father of Beth Gadar, Shabal, the father of Kiriath Jearim, had other sons. Haroi, half of the Manuhoth, and the clans of Kiriath Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishorites. From these came the Zorahites and the Eshtolites, the sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth Beth Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites, the clans also of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, and Shemithites, and the Sukuthathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Acts chapter 8, verse 26 through verse 40. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot. And he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join his chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe this his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began with this scripture. He told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. It's crazy.